This is the Adam Carolla Show.
What is up, dude?
The host of HGTV's Over Your Head.
The show that helps weekend warriors jumpstart home improvement projects that have stalled in first gear.
And the new co-host of Top Gear with Adam Carolla.
You're in way over your head.
Eric Stromer on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, as your people would say, mazel tov. As everyone in the construction field would say, especially out here in Southern California.
That's right, yeah.
Mazel tov,
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. And boy, what an exciting couple of days.
This I'm wearing really a condom right now.
Yes. That's why. Mm. And I need lotion.
Uh-huh. That's how exciting it really is to be working on Top Gear.
Absolutely. Wow.
Top Gear is one of these shows. It's out of England. It's been around for many years. It came and went, and then it's been around for like the last 8 years or so. And it is one of the most popular shows in the world. But out here, it's known mainly by super nutty car guys. And so when they find out, it's a big deal. To the rest of the world, it's not really, I should say the rest of this country, it's not really on the map. But to the rest of the world, it's on the map. Paul Bryan?
I think BBC America would be considered deep cable. I mean, once it hits network TV, it'll probably be much bigger, on the radar type of thing.
Yeah. So for those guys that are into cars, this is sort of the holy grail for car shows. They got me first, and then they were looking. Then they got a guy named Tanner Faust, who's actually an interesting package. He's good-looking, he's good on camera, and he's a bona fide race car driver. He's a drifter, and he's a rally racer, and he's got himself some X Games medals and does the
Pikes. Cool name.
He's got a great name. He does the Pikes Peak race and lots of cool international rallies. And he's a real race car driver, but they couldn't find the third guy for a long time. And then Stromer
in walked
came in.
The desert now, carpenter.
We knew that you were an expert on construction, but who knew that you were a gearhead?
You know what? It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
We know now. We'll soon find out.
Now, when you had to audition for the show, did you and Adam have to do an audition together? How'd this go?
We had to do basically we all went to a garage facility, and which was actually Adam's.
Yes.
And there were a bunch of beautiful cars in there as a backdrop, which I never realized you had that. It's amazing, by the way. If people have not seen
I don't like to talk about myself on the show. I don't know if you've listened to the program, and I rarely discuss my interests or passions.
Yeah.
I don't discuss automobiles. I don't want to alienate the listener,
no,
the
I
working
understand.
Man who may not have a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. So I don't talk
may
about
not. Or,
I didn't say there were cars in the garage. It's just a big, nice garage he has.
I should have said may not have a Ferrari and a Lamborghini.
Right.
I'm sure they have one or the other.
Yeah.
And who may not fly first class. Some of you may have to fly business. I don't know. On a three.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my point is I don't want to alienate those people
by
discussing it.
Yeah. Anyway, so the audition process was, you walk in and you try and interface with these other two guys that they've already
passed.
Tanner was really cool, and obviously Adam was great. And, you're a bit apprehensive at first, like, I hope this works. I hope I fit in this thing. And then it worked out great.
Mm. I pulled him into my office and I said, "You know how the game is played, Stromer."
Yeah,
I spent years on my hands.
Exactly right. Yeah,
yeah. You know those.
He's very pretty. I mean, that doesn't even really make
you know
game.
Those knee pads you wear when you crowd. I hope you brought them.
I hope you have three of them.
That's what I figured because I know it was very competitive.
I always like to get down on one knee when I'm doing my business.
All right. I like to take a knee during my refractory period.
That's a proposal.
And then the exciting part is that you get to just sit around and wait for the phone to ring, and then you go, "Oh, hello, hello." And then
did you
it's
have
like
a feeling
mom.
When you left, my
no.
phone's going to ring?
No.
I did it.
No, I was just, thank God I have another job.
Yeah.
Now, what goes on with your other job? Do you maintain
They were
them?
Kind enough to let this whole thing work out.
Wow.
So it's great. I get to do both these things.
Well, it wasn't your show's a big hit.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, it's been going great.
But, So what happened was is we looked at a bunch of guys, and then I had a meeting with one of the head guys from the BBC who created the show, and they want to know who I liked, and I liked Eric Stromer the best, and so did they. But they had that thing where the network wanted some diversity, and then you end up going, and there was a couple of brothers in there that did a fairly decent job.
A lot of honkies in here.
I just thought Stromer.
Are you telling me Tanner is a honky?
I just
that
thought.
Name?
Yeah, the guy's a drifter, and his
name
is Tanner, and he's from Colorado. I can't believe he's white.
Screams
hello.
Ethnic.
My name is Graham Wellington.
You know what I said to him?
He changed his name from Graham.
Wasn't available for the third guy?
I said, well, really the ultimate racism is not going with the best people for the job in its own way. But here's what I said to him.
People are rednecks.
They do this show out of England, and it's hosted by three white guys, so we're grandfathered in. We're not going to get, they're not going to come, you know, look, when
that's
you
what
do
the slave trader said.
When you do a show, seriously, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this on the air, but whatever. Look, when you start a show up and you have three guys, or you have three women, or you have three of anything, you need a mixture in today's climate.
Sure.
In today's climate, the network is going to say, how about some diversity? How about, instead of three white chicks, toss an Asian chick in there and let's mix it up a little bit, a la The View or whatever. And I understand that perfectly, but I did say this show already exists. It's like, not exactly, but as if you were doing a remake of the Three Stooges, you could get three white guys and Jesse Jackson wouldn't come pick at the studio because that was the Three Stooges. Even though when you guys made the Honeymooners, you used black guys, by the way, and we should get a credit at least for that. The point is I said this already exists, and it's three, you know, 30 or 40 something year old white guys who host the show. So how much crap are you going to get when you recast the British version with white guys? Sorry,
I have a question. Why are they? I've never seen the original show. Why are they committed to three guys? Why is three the magic number for this particular show?
I don't know other.
No offense, Eric.
Because he's saying you're disposable.
Yeah, get out. You're the one that's disposable.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this show might be better with two people. T, what do you think, huh?
Maybe a girl.
A little breathing room?
Two girls. That'd be interesting.
What they do, and God bless them for it, they say, look, if it ain't broke, let's not fix it. The show out of England works perfectly. They've had many years to work it out. Yeah. They have all the dynamics worked out. And just like when you do, a lot of the show
like American
has
Idol kind of thing.
A lot of the show has a competitive thing where it's like, you know, you get $1,000 and a chainsaw. You got to make a car into a boat. As better to have three, just like when we do our games on this show.
Right.
I think it's more satisfying to have three people going at it than two, like Jeopardy or something. Somehow three people on there competing feels better.
Yeah, there's also you know, a lot of the show has a guy driving a car and then another guy trying to catch him with a, you know, for example, a sled with dogs pulling it or something, and then there has to be the third guy who's partnering up with a guy in the car. So it really formulaically works.
But for those of you who have seen the show or who are aware of the show, the plan for the show is not to do an American version of the show. It's to recreate that show minus the British
accent.
Just
like they did with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, or The Office, same thing.
Yeah.
Right. They just recast it and do the exact same show because the formula has already been worked out, and the bugs, quite honestly, have been worked out. I mean, when I talk to the producers of Top Gear, they say, you should have seen us season one. Now, when you're doing BBC shows, you have a little more room to grow. You do that show on the network out here in the States, and it gets canceled. They'll pull the plug three episodes in if it's not working out. There, they have a little more breathing room.
Right.
They had 10 years to work it out, and now they're not going to monkey with that dynamic. Wait a minute. Someone has a home improvement question. Zach?
Hey, yeah, good morning.
Zach,
oh, no,
what's
I was
happening?
Just starting to get interested in this interview.
How much I just bought a house, got wainscoting, and I ripped all the wainscoting off.
I can't get enough wainscoting talk.
This is amazing.
Keep it coming.
Uh-huh.
And behind it's lath and plaster. The house is kind of old. It's about 50 years old, and I need to know, do I got to rip all that lath and plaster off, or can I just sheetrock right over it?
Corolla's excited. I bet it's older than 50 years, because it should be plaster and button board if it's only 50 years old.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Is it called wainscoting? I always thought it was wainscoting.
People just say wainscoting, but it's like wainscoting. It's spelled that way.
It's hideous, whatever it is.
Yeah, okay. And you want to go over the old plaster?
Well, I got a texture gun and I just want to, you know, make it more modern inside, and I need to know, I don't want to texture the lath.
Is a texture gun something like a bedazzle?
If you pull the wainscoting off, is it going to be the same level behind from the top where
this
it used to be?
This is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I go with, you know, thin sheetrock, I guess I can make it work. I just need to know, is that something that normally you can do, or do you?
Yeah, if you can find the studs in the wall, absolutely you can screw right into them. You just have to make sure that plaster is flat.
You can't screw into it. Don't nail into it. It'll just start breaking up and bouncing around and
nice
find the studs and
you.
Screw it off. And you're going to have to use like 3-inch coarse thread bugle head drywall screws. Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sneaking that in.
I love when people will come up to me on occasion and go, you really know this stuff or you just make this stuff up? And I go, oh, I always tell them, think of a topic you know nothing of. Computers
yeah,
or sports.
Heart surgery.
All right,
yeah.
How long do you think you could make stuff up about computers
right.
before you start saying thingamajigger?
Yeah.
Well, you want to try it?
Yeah, that's my whole point. Like if
tell me about your laptop. How many gigabytes?
This is going to be like when Denise Richards was in that Bond movie. I got me a 10 gigabyte yeah. Fujitsu notebook computer with a widescreen format.
The files are in the computer?
And a floppy disk. Yeah, you just start spitting out Locking random discs. Order.
Do they, yeah.
No, it's like when you ask lay people about what's wrong with their car. You know, I don't know. The guy said that the Heima Wounder and the Jigama Digger was screwed up. In the
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yes.
You have a question, Top Gear related?
No, yeah. I was wondering if you were going to the classic auto races in Fontana this weekend.
And is Tanner going to be there?
I could not tell you.
All right. And what classic cars are they going to have? I haven't heard about this.
It's vintage. There's going to be like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Cobra, stuff like that.
In Fontana?
Yeah, they're actually going to do it on the infield.
Ah, this weekend.
Yes.
Sounds like a sting operation.
Is that the California Speedway?
Try to catch deadbeat dads.
Fontana? Come on.
No. It's the when you see the signs that say welcome Raider fans. That's how you know.
Adam, this might be a stupid question, and I don't even know if you've lost track, but do you know today how many cars you own?
No. But I don't have all of them on my
friends.
Premises,
yeah.
And
right.
Some of them are like spread out, getting worked on and stuff like that. I'd probably say about eight, 18 cars. It's not too nutty. And besides, I've had to slow it down recently because I'm building my super garage. Hey, Michael.
Yes.
I'm going to look into this.
All right. Well, I got to get to work.
All right. Good
All right,
times.
Good He's luck. Got a patient on the table who's already been anesthetized.
Yeah.
Blown
I had
up.
To talk about Fontana. Sorry you died.
We'll be back.
Plum out of time. Eric Stromer,
yes.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very
Top
much.
Gear. We'll be going to work on it and spending many an hour together.
That's right.
Maybe even camping, I hear.
With duct tape.
Yes. Good times. Stromer's got a very dark side that scares me. Quick break. Back with the news next.